So the first question I have is, like, what role did schooling play and getting you involved in jewelry?
It didn't really have any particular role at all. I went to college to study botany, and I got into making jewelry literally by accident. I got in an accident. Someone ran over me with a car, and the doctor told me to squeeze clay to get my hands back. So I sat in my wheelchair and played with it for a year and ended up with a business.
That's wonderful. And then I guess another thing is, I guess childhood. Were you, maybe not specifically jewelry, but were there any art mediums that you really, knew you were very good at or that you really enjoyed doing?
Play-Doh, definitely Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. All right, and then, so did you teach yourself or, like, how did you learn to make such, like, intricate designs and intricate colors and beads?
I'm mostly self-taught, although I've taken workshops with Pierre Volkos and Stephen Ford and David Forlano.
So the next thing is, how long did it take to master, you know, to get to the point of, like, for example, those beads over there, where they're shaped, they're multi-layered, multicolored. How long does it take, or, like, what was the hardest part of getting to that point?
Well, I've been doing this since 1990, and it's just been kind of an organic process. I get better the more I do.
Okay. And then also, what mediums, like, how do you go about actually making the beads? Because it looks really challenging to carve and then to paint and get the multi-layers, like, on the present.
Well, there's actually never any paint involved. It's a colored synthetic clay, and I make the designs by layering the colors in a pattern when it's raw and slicing it.
Okay. And then do you bake it, or how do you get it so hard?
Yeah, it fires at low temperatures. I actually cook it in a turkey roaster.
And so you said you started in 1990. So, have you been here that whole time, ever since you started, or did you only come here recently?
I started at the market in 1991. I had a good friend who sold honey here, and he was the one who encouraged me to come to the market and sell my work here. So, thank you, Mr. Adams.
And then just a few more questions. So you've been here obviously a while. So what changes, I guess, have you seen in the market? Any like interesting changes?
Wow, I don't know where to start with that. It's a little bit different every year because some people start new and some people leave every year. And on some levels, the more it changes, the more it stays the same. I think the market as a group has come a long way toward fairer arrangements for all the vendors. We're getting closer to real equality down here. There's not as much discrimination between annual and daily vendors or produce and crafts vendors. We're starting to get to that point where we're all just vendors.
How do they, like, decide, you know, where to put you? Because there's obviously a lot of competition for spots. How does that work?
Well, it's all about seniority. The people who have an annual stall where they sign up every year and get the same stall, you have to wait in line for that. I've been here almost 20 years, and I'm at the head of my line now, but still waiting. And the longer you've been here, the closer to the head of the line you get.
And then what has been, like, the hardest thing for you here, you know, because there's obviously a lot of challenges. I guess there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people to deal with, I guess. So what's been the hardest challenge?
I think getting up at 4 a.m. would qualify.
And then do you live around this area, or do you have to commute pretty far to get here?
I live in Ann Arbor, just on the far west side.
What role does the Ann Arbor Farmers Market play in your business?
Well, Ann Arbor Farmers Market is my business address. I started my business here, and this is my main retail outlet.
And then, have there been any major shapers over the years? Any people that have really changed the face of the market?
I think there are a lot of people who've been big influences on the market. Coleman Jewett is a good influence on the market. The late Ken King was a big influence.
And then, so do you have any ideas of the future of the market? What do you think is going to change?
Well, I don't see that changing a lot in the future. I'm hoping they'll paint it soon. I think it's pretty good the way it is.
Yeah. I think the only last thing I have is, are there any interesting designs that you really enjoy? You know, like, what's your favorite medium out of all the things you make?
Oh, that would be like choosing your favorite child.
Well, thank you very much for everything. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
Thank you.